And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you basketball fans. Welcome into the KLEM Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner every Saturday morning is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Sports Director Daniel Versteg with you. Another edition of the Coach's Corner comes your way. This is our second to last edition of the Coach's Corner, and we're changing things up. Normally, we focus on girls basketball or boys basketball specifically in one show, but we're going to focus on a school here. We're going to be focusing on Galen Catholic girls and boys basketball today. No more Galen basketball the rest of the year. The Jays are done, both on the girls' side and the boys' side. The girls lost a tough one, 53-47, to Storm Lake St. Mary's on Tuesday night. And so that ended the Galen Catholic girls' basketball season at 10-13 this year. And the Galen boys suffered a tough 65-59 loss on Thursday night at the hands of Woodbury Central. So we'll talk with Brandon Shecker, the head coach of Galen Catholic girls, coming up to start the program after a commercial break. And then we'll be joined by Mike Langle coming up closer to 8:30 here on the KLEM Coach's Corner. Taking a look at what's coming up today, we've got a basketball game for you, a rare Saturday night basketball game right here on KLEM. We've got the Lamar's Lady Bulldogs. They're in action as they'll take on Bishop Heelan in regional semifinal play. And the winner gets ever closer to the regional final. We'll have the coverage for you starting at 6:45 tonight. Pregame right there at 6:45. Tip-off at 7. Again, catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio with Bishop Heelan and Lamar's girls basketball. We'll wrap up our Coach's Corner season talking with the Lamar's coaches coming up next week. Here were scores from basketball last night in Class 1A Region 1. The region final is set. MMCRU will take on Storm Lake St. Mary's as the Royals beat Akron Westfield last night 59-49. Of course, we had the coverage right here on KLEM Radio. Storm Lake St. Mary's beat Westwood by a 62-39 final score on the other side of that bracket. And the other important one here in Region 2, Remsen St. Mary's is on to the regional final as the 13th-ranked Hawks beat Woodbine handedly 69-45. And on the other side of that bracket, top-ranked Newell Fonda beat Audubon 75-39. So Newell Fonda, the three-time defending state champs, will meet up with Remsen St. Mary's in the regional final. That will be coming up Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. So props to MMCRU and Remsen St. Mary's. A possibility we could have two teams from Remsen make it to the state tournament in Des Moines. So those region finals will come your way Wednesday night in Northwest Iowa. Also, big props to Kale Morrow, 106-pound wrestler from Akron Westfield. He's wrestling for a state championship later on this evening. He'll have to go up against Don Bosco's Caleb Coffin. So best of luck to Kale Morrow as he wrestles for a state championship today. He's the only wrestler going the rest of today at the state wrestling tournament in Des Moines. That's some of the news and notes from yesterday. Let's get a break in. We've got Brandon Shecker coming up first in the KLEM Coach's Corner, and to follow him, we'll have Mike Langle join us to talk about the finale of Galen Catholic basketball seasons. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Brandon Shecker comes your way next here on KLEM Radio.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Get Branded 360 is now collecting items for the upcoming Mission Honduras trip with Galen Catholic. They're a drop-off location for your donations. They're asking for only new items, and a number of items that you can drop off include soap, shampoo, lotion, toothpaste, toothbrushes, children's chewable vitamins, prenatal vitamins, flip-flop sandals, lots of different items that you can drop off for the Mission Honduras trip at Get Branded 360.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. Daniel Versteeg in the Coach's Corner brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Joining us now is the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. It's Coach Brandon Schecker. His team coming off a tough loss from Tuesday night to end off the regular season. The Jays dropping their regional quarterfinal contest to the number 9 ranked team in the state in Storm Lake St. Mary's. The Jays fell on that one 53-47. And Coach, you know, that contest, the final score obviously not in your favor, but boy, the full 32-minute game there, watching that and watching your team fight with a very good Storm Lake St. Mary's team, it was very entertaining to watch. Tell me what you kind of felt after that contest and now the last couple of days just dwelling on that game and that performance by your team.
That I wish we had another chance.
Yeah.
You know, you're exactly right. The girls fought hard for 32 minutes. You know, it didn't feel like we had as many lapses in that game. But after watching it a little bit and the last few days feeling it out a little bit, we had some lapses during the game where we just couldn't get things moving offensively. Or couldn't knock down the shot. We would get some things, some, you know, easy looks, but they just wouldn't fall. And so there was a few too many of them. But if you look at, you know, I also look back and I smile because if you look at the lapses that we had in our offense that night, and then you look at our second leading scorer and our number one rebounder, Maya, being out for part of the third quarter and almost the entire fourth quarter because she fouled out. And I would have said, you're nuts that we stayed with them. And, you know, up until with 59 seconds left in the game, we were only down two. Mm-hmm. You know, with their big in there and our big out, the rest of the team really stepped up. And that just shows you the fight that the girls had in them that night and to finish off the season. The girls just fought hard to finish off the season. And it was another good fight against Storm Lake St. Mary's, a very good team, very good record on the season. So it'll be interesting to see how far they go. And so I'm proud of the girls. You know, I wish the outcome was a little bit different.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you talked about Maya in there and her dealing with foul trouble, and it was really kind of interesting to watch that post battle with her and Sydney Hurd, two outstanding posts this year. You guys got Sydney into foul trouble in that first half. She had three fouls in that first half and then didn't pick up a foul the rest of the game. What did you do in that first half to kind of really emphasize attacking her and getting her into foul trouble early?
You know, one thing that we talked about that we thought we'd have good options on was one, attacking the hoop. We thought with our ball handling and attacking skills that we could get to the hoop on them a little bit, hopefully get a few of them in foul trouble. And knowing we could get DeMars and Hurd in some foul trouble, that just really starts opening things up. And yeah, we got Hurd in some foul trouble there early on, which was great. We took advantage of it a little bit, but not enough. And that kind of hurt us, too, when, you know, we were taking advantage of it that last couple minutes of the second quarter going into halftime, and then Maya got a third foul, so I just hit her, too, and we weren't able to take advantage of it as much as I would have liked. But then you look at, we just kept throwing Maya at her and Nevaeh at her. We did some screens down low in the post that kind of got our post open, and got her away from the girl that was going to take a shot, so she had to attack over, and it kind of put her in a bad position. So I thought we did a good job of that, got her into, you know, some foul trouble in the first half. I'd really like to know, because we didn't change a lot, how she didn't get into more foul trouble in the second half. But, you know, that's part of postseason play. You got to fight through some of that. And unfortunately, she was able to stay in the game and slow us down a little bit. And we weren't able to counteract with our big.
Yeah, but, you know, that talking about, you know, having to deal with Maya sitting on the bench and trying to fight with that for a majority of the contest, I thought, yeah, maybe the numbers weren't there. But all in all, I thought Nevaeh Hodgson did a good job of kind of holding her own down there. And, yeah, she's not going to dominate a senior that's a few inches taller than her. But, man, I thought she did a pretty good job just kind of holding her own and being an equal force down there to try and do her best to counteract Sydney down there.
I absolutely agree. Nevaeh came in and did an excellent job defending Hurd. I don't know that Hurd really hurt us down low when Maya went out from a defensive standpoint. I think Nevaeh did a great job of stepping in and slowing her down just like Maya was doing. So kudos to her for stepping up big when we had to sit Maya. It hurt us a little offensively, the height difference between Nevaeh and Hurd. Affected Nevaeh down low a little bit. But, again, holding her own on defense was phenomenal, and helping us stay in that game for that third and fourth quarter when Maya had the foul trouble was absolutely huge. You know, and then you add Lauren offensively, who just kind of put us on her back and said, you know, here I go, come along with us. And that allowed us to stay in the game throughout the entire second half.
We're chatting with Brandon Schecker. He's the head coach of Galen girls basketball after his team lost in the regional quarterfinals on Tuesday night. And he mentioned Lauren, of course. Putting the team on her back is definitely a great way to describe it. She had 19 points for you. She was hitting the three ball pretty well. What did you see out of her? When a senior gets into the playoffs, you know, it's always a question on whether or not they're going to be playing their last ball game. But she comes out and has that game for you. What did that say about what she has done for you as a player over the last 4 years?
Just kind of the cherry on top of her, you know, her career. You know, that was her, I wouldn't say her freshman year. I mean, her freshman year she stepped in and added a lot of depth to our team. She really came into her own her sophomore season. Her junior season was a little bit more of a battle just because we threw her into the limelight. I mean, she was on her own at that moment, where before she had a whole crew around her. So we expected a lot from her junior year, threw in her a different position, which I honestly think just has made her such a complete player. And then, like I said, the cherry on the top that night, just knowing that Lauren wasn't ever going to give in. She was going to battle to that last second. Putting up 19 points for us, keeping us in that game, and, you know, ultimately ending her career with 1,000 points, and I believe when the numbers all shake out, I haven't finished them up yet, but I believe she's going to end up being the second leading scorer in Galen girls basketball history. So, you know, that's just the epitome of Lauren Hying. She's going to fight through it every night for us. And, you know, the one thing that I've been truly impressed with and gets very overlooked when you talk about Lauren is, you know, everybody looks at Lauren as your ball handler. You look at her as a scorer, but one thing that's overlooked big time is that that girl right there actually was our second leading rebounder this season. And there was many nights where she'd put up 7-8 rebounds for us. And I think she even had a night or two this year where she had a double-double in points and rebounds. And you don't see that almost anywhere when it comes to point guards in girls basketball. Even boys basketball, you just don't see where your point guard is also one of your top rebounders. So kudos to her for not only taking that offensive role, but, you know, getting offensive rebounds and a lot of defensive rebounds and getting down there and getting in with the bigs and doing what she needs to do to help lead the team and keep the team in the game. And that's just Lauren. That's the growth that she's had over her 4 years of playing high school basketball. And, you know, if she chooses to go on to play college basketball, whoever gets her is going to be very lucky and very happy that they have her on board.
Well, absolutely. I second that wholeheartedly. And, yeah, you do have the numbers right there. Lauren is 1 point ahead of Hannah Sitzman on the all-time scoring list, at least by my count anyway. So
I believe you're correct.
Yeah, second all-time. I mean, you can't say much more about that when the numbers all shake out. I mean, you've had the pleasure now of coaching the two leading scorers in Galen Catholic girls basketball history. They happened to play on the same team a couple of years ago, and that's got to be pretty cool for you as a coach as well to have coached both Addison Weber and Lauren Hying to their successes.
Absolutely a pleasure. Both of them are amazing young ladies and excellent basketball players. And, you know, the offensive scheme that we run just kind of opens it up for that type of scoring. And so far, two young ladies have taken advantage of it, and hopefully we'll have more in the future as well.
We're chatting with Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen girls basketball. Well, that was the season there on Tuesday, and I know this is never the easy part, but you graduate a few seniors, a handful of seniors. Lauren, obviously, one we've talked about, but Alyssa Kolbeck as well. And Larissa Sitzman, who I want to talk about her first, coach. You know, this has kind of been just the everything has not gone her way season. She doesn't get into a majority of your games. She misses the first half of the season, then has surgery. And just what can you say about Larissa through all of this that has stood out to you about how she's persevered through a tough situation like this?
You know, looking back, we didn't think that she was going to play at all this season. So knowing that she got to play, I think, into eight games, you know, started for us on senior night, it was able to at least participate on the court for at least part of the season was absolute blessing for us as well as I know for her. You know, unfortunately, it wasn't a full season. You hate to see that from a senior who's put in four, you know, three good hard years of contributions to the team. And a great young lady again. And, you know, the one thing that stands out to me is, you know, some people that get injured like that step away. She came to almost every practice, was there every time she possibly could be. Kind of became a cheerleader / coach for us as well, helped us see things and helped talk to the girls. And, you know, so kudos to her for sticking it out, being on the sideline, being on the bench, helping us continue the season strong, but I'm just glad that she got on the court for at least a few games this season and was able to continue. I mean, I look back and, you know, it's too bad that we couldn't have her for the full season, because who knows, you know, she's another one of those that is a potential double-double a night. And with her ability from outside shooting to get into the hoop and her rebounding skills, you know, look at what that could have done for us this season. And even Tuesday night going into this playoff run. But, you know, those are the cards you're dealt sometimes, and it's unfortunate for her. It's unfortunate for the team. But a great, great young lady. We'll definitely miss having her on the team.
Absolutely. And you know, we talked a couple of times throughout the season about her being on the bench for you. And you know, you obviously wanted her out there. But the benefit of her being on that bench is, you know, was made evident in the fact, like you said, encouraging and always being there for her team on the bench.
Absolutely. Again, you don't get to see that all the time. And, you know, somebody that goes down with an injury like that, especially senior year, a lot of times it's, you know, self-wallowed-ish, and, you know, they just kind of back away from the team and stuff along that line. And she didn't. You know, she was still there for every practice in the games and supporting the team. And that was great to see from Larissa this year.
Moving on now, we're chatting with Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen girls basketball. Alyssa Kolbeck is one of those that, you know, she had another great night on Tuesday for you. She came through with some scoring in the second half and really played well, I thought, in that contest. But that's another senior leader that, you know, you just hate to graduate. But what what are you going to remember most about Alyssa, both on the court and off the court, that will be missed here the next go around for Galen girls basketball?
She's one of those girls that challenges you. She's not afraid to speak her mind. She definitely wants to understand what's going on. And, you know, as you know, some coaches don't like that, but we're always open to girls asking questions, and she would always challenge. It was good to hear her challenge it. You'll miss that, because a lot of the girls sometimes are scared to ask. They're reserved. They're like, I don't want to be the one that asks that question, or the, you know, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't know what coach is talking about. That never stops Alyssa. Alyssa would always be there, and she was kind of that voice for the younger girls, that voice for the team. Like, hey, don't hesitate to reach out and talk to coach and ask questions and you know, challenge things. And that's great about Alyssa. Very, very strong minded, and added a lot to the court too. I mean, she had nights where, you know, she was capable. I think her best game was last season, where she put up almost 20 points for us one night. So she was capable of doing that. She had a nice offensive game for us again against Storm Lake St. Mary's, like you said, this week. And, you know, so she just brings a whole different gamut of different things to the court and to the team from a leadership standpoint. And we'll definitely miss that from her.
Absolutely. The great senior class with Lauren, Alyssa, and Larissa that will definitely be missed for this senior group of Galen girls basketball players. But, you know, outside of that, of course, you never want to graduate a senior class, but you look ahead and now you've got some things there, I think, for another solid girls basketball season next year. Of course, your post with Maya Whitehead, Rizaya Sitzman out on the wing, who's a freshman, and Sophie Rudin, who seems to be everywhere defensively. I mean, you've got some solid pieces there, I think, to grow on and build off of the success of this year.
I think you're absolutely correct. And, you know, it's going to be hard to replace that senior group, the leadership that they've brought, and obviously the scoring and the rebounding. But we bring back a lot of solid pieces, you know, and I would only expect Maya to be stronger and even understand things even more going into next year. You know, I've talked about Nevaeh, and her and I have had conversations about her kind of not getting into the mix until the latter part of the season and what she missed out on early on in the season, and just her growth over the last month has been tremendous. So if she continues to fight and keep working, you know, it's an open book for what Nevaeh will bring to the team next season as well. And having two bigs that we can have in at the same time in games brings a lot of excitement as well. That could also open up things for Jaden. You know, Jaden is kind of a three guard forced into a post position because we just don't have that size on a regular basis.
Right.
But if we can get Nevaeh and Maya to continue to play tough and stay in games from a foul trouble standpoint, I mean, those two will be hard to beat down low. But now you add Jaden into more of a three guard position where she feels probably a little bit more comfortable. And actually the inside outside game is a lot of bit easier for her in that situation. You're right. Sophie is all over the place defensively, and she's done a much better job this year of really honing in on her defensive abilities and staying in games instead of getting into foul trouble, which was huge. Now I think with that confidence, we just continue to build that confidence this summer, and she will bring back an offensive experience as well. She's another one that I look at, you know, how are you going to replace Lauren? Well, Sophie is one of the smallest girls that we have on the team. And she's not afraid to get down low and bang around and get a bunch of rebounds for us. You know, there's nights that she put up 6-7 rebounds for us as well. So, you know, I think there's a ton of upside potential yet for Sophie. And then, yeah, you talk Rizaya, as a freshman, what she's done this year. She has a little bit different game than what Lauren, but she really shows me that she could replace Lauren from a scoring perspective, maybe leading the team from a point guard perspective, doing some nice things for us. You know, we missed out on Kate this year, being, you know, sidelined with some injuries and some illness. You know, it would have been neat to see what she could have brought to the table for us this year if she could have had a full season. So hopefully get some summer basketball in her and get her up to speed again. You know, you still have McKenzie, who I think has a ton of upside potential. Larissa Pollan really showed me some things this year, and I really expect her to be fighting for some minutes next year and giving us quite a bit of action at the varsity level. And, you know, Haley Pollan, there's some others, you know, from that JV that I saw some good things from that just need a little extra work. And if they get into the gym this summer and work hard, they could really fill in some pieces too. I look at next year, and I think you kind of hit it where, you know, this year we had some big pieces of the puzzle and then a bunch of good, solid role players that fit the role. And next year I don't know if we have that standout like Lauren, but, you know, I think Maya still comes along and stuff along that lines. But I really think next season what excites me is everybody kind of fills their role, their spot, and if they focus on that, we could do some damage as a team. I see a lot of great puzzle pieces fitting together where it may not have that 15-point score every given night outside of Maya, but we could have everybody kicking out 6, 8, 10 points. And, boy, when you have a team that's constantly giving you 6, 8, 10 points per player and you can go 7, 8 deep, that's fun from an offensive standpoint because it really messes with the defense. They can't hone in on just one or two players. They really have to worry about everybody on the court. So I just think there's a lot of confidence that needs to be built this summer in these girls. And if that confidence can really start shining through, we could have some fun and exciting season come next season.
Yeah, boy, you're already making me look forward here to November next year. That's it's great to hear. And, yeah, you know, considering how good this War Eagle Conference was this year, the future could look brighter here for Galen once all these stud players in your conference graduate finally.
Yeah, there is so many 1,000-point scores in the War Eagle this season and such good basketball in the War Eagle, and we love that. I mean, you know, I think Coach Colbeck was telling me the other day that he found somewhere that we were like top five hardest, toughest schedules this season from who we played. And, you know, that's kudos to the girls coming out of that. And, you know, we had an up and down season, especially to begin. There, you know, some tension there, and just I think we kind of thought that maybe we'd do a little bit better than what we did to start out with. But, you know, kudos to the girls to continue to fight through the War Eagle, and we ended up having a great finish to the season. The girls worked hard, fought hard, and really came together as a team, and that has huge advantages going into the off season. You know, again, we get these girls into the gym, continuing to work on things, get to some camps, stuff along that lines, continue to build that knowledge around the game of basketball and more confidence. And who knows what next season brings. But I'm excited. I'm excited to what it brings. And obviously we get a new batch of high school kids coming in from that eighth grade group. And, you know, I know there's some ability there too. So we get that into the mix. And who knows what next year brings. But I'm excited to get started as soon as we can this summer and start building for next season. Because, you know, this season's over. Now we got to focus on what we can do to build that team. And that's the fun thing about being a coach is, yeah, you take a little time off right now, but, well, you know, my mind and my coaching never seems to stop. And we'll jump into things here in the next few months and get them going again and start building for next season.
I love the sound of all of that, Coach, and it's been fun to watch your team this year. It's going to be fun to watch them again next year. Looking forward to it. Want to say I've always appreciated talking to you this season. It's always been fun to pick your brain about your team and the sport of basketball, and I'm looking forward to do that again come next year, Coach.
Daniel, it's been an absolute pleasure. Appreciate you guys and Clem and all you guys do for Galen Catholic Athletics.
Absolutely. Coach, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next season.
Sounds good, Daniel. Thank you.
Absolutely. Brandon Schecker joining us, head coach of Galen Girls Basketball. We're back in the coach's corner after this. We'll talk with Mike Langle up next on KLEM Radio.
Ask an Enterprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamars, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamars area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, OH Livermore Construction in Lamars. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamars.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamars today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamars, a new way to view insurance.
Your station for news, weather, sports, music, and fun. 1410 AM, KLEM, 96.9 FM.
Well, we're back on the KLEM Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. Coach's Corner every Saturday is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We're trying to get a hold of Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen boys basketball. The Jays ended their season on Thursday night with a 65-59 loss at the hands of Woodbury Central. And the Jays season comes to an end at 15-8. Just a heartbreaking way to end it. The Jays, I think, at least as the favorites on that end of the bracket, were kind of picked to at least make the district final, but unfortunately come up a little too short in their quest to go to state. And, well, the Jays having an outstanding season. They played a fantastic fourth quarter to come back in that contest. Unfortunately, was not quite enough. We'll hope to try and get Mike Langle on here in just a little bit. But while we have a little bit of time, free time, here's a look at what's coming up on our broadcast schedule tonight. Of course, we'll be bringing you Lamars and Bishop Heelan girls basketball tonight. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock is the tip-off. We'll take a break, and Mike Langle will join us after this on KLEM.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change, but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
And we welcome you back into the KLEM Coach's Corner. Mike Langle has joined us now. He's the head coach of Galen boys basketball. Again, we're talking about the Jays, who unfortunately saw their season come to an end on Thursday night to 65-59. And Coach, I know that wasn't obviously you wanted to end the season, but boy, I, you know, talking about that game, I saw a lot of fight in your team, especially in that fourth quarter. You guys were down by about 16 points early in that fourth quarter. Just tell me about the fight you saw out of your guys and the never give up attitude there and in their ability to come back and make that really entertaining contest late.
Yeah, it sure was, Daniel. It did show me something that I'm looking forward to, you know, in the next years is what they did in that fourth quarter. The whole team just really went did not want to say die, and they gave it everything they had, and with Keaton Bonderson just playing like he did offensively it was fun to watch. It was fun to be a part of, and he did some amazing things in that quarter, and it was definitely a moment in time in my life, I guess, as a coach, that in one quarter I've never quite seen that happen with a team and one player offensively the way he tried to bring him back.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure those are shots, the way he was taking them, the way he was guarded, the way he was putting them in, all that kind of stuff. Those are probably shots you're used to seeing him make in practice, but to see him do it in a game, just like you said, you've never seen a performance like that.
No, not really. And frankly, he doesn't really do that in practice. I mean, he'll do a little bit of that, but never will he just take over a practice that in that way, which, you know, we usually work on different things. So, mm-hmm. You know, and we're not in a game situation where we have to get some points. And we knew in that second half, you know, getting down right away in the first half, it would take something from him or Carter or both of them, you know, just to, they were really going to have to kind of unleash themselves. And that's what we told them, and do whatever it takes to get the ball in the hole. So it happened to be Keaton Bonderson that really just took over the game, I would say. Offensively anyway, he had a lot of help defensively, getting some extra opportunities, but offensively, he just really took it over and put on quite a show.
No, absolutely. Yeah. That outcome aside was probably the obviously the most entertaining part of the contest, chatting with Mike Langel, head coach of Galen boys basketball. And, obviously, yeah, Bonderson's going to get the highlights. He's going to get the headlines there. But, you know, I saw guys like Dylan Lehman and Carter DeRocher pick things up offensively in the fourth quarter. Drake hit a big three, as you mentioned to me, in the post game on Thursday night. I mean, you guys just kind of had to keep chucking them to try and come back in it. And a lot of guys really responded to the call and outside of Keaton kind of hit some big shots for you offensively.
Yeah, they sure did. Dylan, I was pretty proud of Dylan. You know, he had struggled all year with injuries and things like that. Had a senior year like he really wanted to have, but he got an opportunity and he hit two threes in that stretch, and defensively really got after it. And Drake hit a three, and then We kind of went with a smaller lineup, so we didn't have the post guys in there. We went with a little smaller to get a little better chances of getting some steals and stuff. So they all stepped up no matter in whatever way. And Carter, yeah, he did hit that three, and defensively he stepped it up and got a few steals, and I think he had a couple buckets in there too. So it was something to see. I just felt bad. I mean, we just, when you press in that way, you're pretty much giving everything up for the steal. And, right. And three or four or five times, probably, I don't know how many times, they did get it over the top and got an easy layup out of it, which, you know, kind of made it where we were just kind of trading points for quite a while. But, you know, we just can't get in those situations where we have to do that, hopefully, you know, and we did, and we had to do it. So, but it was just what we had to do, and actually they went to the free throw line a few times and kind of gave us some chances to win the game and get the lead back, and this never happened.
Right. Yeah. And like you said there, if you don't put yourself in that scenario ahead of time, and you know, I look at that first quarter, and obviously there's a ton of basketball to be played after 8 minutes or so of the contest. But when Woodbury Central outscored you 16-4 in that first quarter, your offense was just kind of stagnant. It ended up proving to be one of the you know, very important differences in this ball game that you eventually couldn't overcome.
Yep, that's right. It did. The whole game was played in that first quarter, in my opinion, as far as we took really good shots, really the shots we shot all year, and we just couldn't get them to drop in the basket. Even though we're home, we practice at that hoop every day, and it just it didn't work for us. And I can't say that we took bad choices in that quarter. I don't think we did at all. We just couldn't get the ball in the hole, and ended up 16-4. Well, then we have to work harder, and you know, you watch enough basketball, everybody gets a run at them, and we did put a good run on Woodbury, but they were good. They're good enough to fight us off. They have a nice basketball team, and they'll represent this part of the state very well. And so, we just couldn't get her back.
Yeah, absolutely. And you say it there. I mean, Woodbury Central has really impressed me. I know you guys played them in the postseason last year, and then you play them again this year. This team with the Clunders, with the Blyles, and then that O'Mara kid that shoots three-pointers. I mean, that's a really, you know, tough team, and you know, especially the Dallas Clunder kid underneath. He seemed to really give you fits, even when I saw you guys try and double team him to take him away. He still was able to have a decent amount of success against you on Thursday night.
Yeah, he sure did. He's really a nice player, and you know, Woodbury Central start four seniors. Last year it was the other way around. You know, we were about the same age, but they started four seniors with nice basketball skills, and the Clunder kid is just the X factor on that team by a long shot. He's worked hard on the off season become a really good basketball player, and he, no matter what we did, he just had a lot of determination to score, which I think as us looking back on that we need to get that determination to score the way he did with a lot of our players. Now, obviously Keaton Botterson showed that in the fourth quarter the other night, but the, up and down the board, I think our guys need to just get tough and strong and be able to and have the confidence to take the ball to the rim like he did. And you know, it helps when you're 6'6" or whatever it is and 120 pounds. It definitely helps. But he did have quite a determination to own that lane, in which he did. He owned the lane, and he took care of the lane, and that was a problem all night for us.
Mm-hmm. Mike Langle, he's the head coach of Galen boys basketball, talking about the loss on Thursday to this very good Woodbury Central team, and the Jays finished their season at 15-8. And I know it's always tough, you know, graduating a senior group, but man, I saw the emotion of your two seniors when Dylan fouled out, and then when you were able to take Carter out and give him a senior exit off the floor there with about 4 seconds left. Those two guys have meant a lot to your program, and you know, we touched a little bit on Dylan already. He's been dealing with injuries this year, as you alluded to already. But that's a guy who's led your program for a while. You've told me many times that kids respect him on your program. But what are some of the things that you'll miss about Dylan specifically when he graduates this year?
Yeah, both Carter and Dylan didn't play much JV. They came aboard when we were struggling with some a couple teams a few years ago, which gave them, maybe I've said this already, gave them the opportunity to step up and become sophomore starters. And I think they're actually maybe on the team as freshmen, and gave them a lot of opportunities. So they've been around a long time, and both of them, and they know what we need to do. And Dylan was just one of the, Dylan more than Carter, as far as being a leader on the team. He was the guy that really stepped up and willed this team to be what they have the last few years. And they've finished with their junior and senior record. They've put a pretty nice record out there as far as wins and losses. And Dylan does that, and he's the guy you can go to and ask questions, what's going on or whatever. He's always very honest with you, and he's become a great young man.
And Carter,
go ahead.
No, I was just about to talk about Carter as well. He seems to, be that guy that always comes through when you need him on the court, and he's always been a leader in that regard, doing what has to be done on the court.
Yeah, that especially offensively, Carter was the guy for the last few years. He could take it to the rim as good as anybody, and shoot the three. He ended up shooting like 40% this year from the 3-point line, and he's become the all-time 3-point leading scorer. I mean, he's got all the records where Dylan don't, but he's second now in all-time scoring in the history of Galen, behind Keaton. But he's the all-time leading 3-point shooter at Galen. He took over it from his uncle Dustin. Kind of ironic, but so he was more of the guy that put the numbers up, especially offensively, and Dylan was more of the hard worker, the rah-rah guy, the guy that got guys pumped up and wouldn't let them quit, and that's what Dylan did very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both brought so many great things to the table, and they complemented each other so well. And I think that was what really made those two in particular just really fun to watch when they were out there on the court, or just watching Dylan be another extension of the coaching staff down to the guys on the court.
Yeah, he was when he was hurt. I actually had him run a few drills with the younger guys. I'd let him take some, and he enjoyed that. He really did. And he'd let him take him down to another basket. And I tell him to work on a few things and this and that. And he was down there coaching them. And so that's the kind of kid Dylan is. He, whatever it takes to help out. And he's going to be a nice leader in his, as he grows older too. So he just did those things that was appreciated by all of us.
Absolutely. Mike Langle's with us. He's the head coach of Galen boys basketball. And, this is always the challenging part when you finish off a season and you graduate a senior group, but then you're also looking over their shoulder and you're seeing, man, you get to bring back a Ryan Augustine, a Gabe Wilchin, a Drake DeRocher, Keaton Logan, Keaton Bonderson. I can go down the list of your roster and just say, man, I can't wait to see them when they grow into a senior, or in Gabe's case, grow into a junior. It's got to be a really an eager thing for you to see how they use this junior year and transition into becoming the senior leaders that they've seen so many of themselves, that now they can finally step into that role and be the overall leaders of your program next year.
Yeah, that's right. We have, I think, I haven't for sure, but I think I have 10 juniors on the basketball team, and then Gabe is a sophomore, Jackson Kramer played a little bit as on the varsity, but has some, and he's another kid that can come out and help us next year. Mm-hmm. But as far as the juniors, we have a lot of guys, Bondo and or Keaton Bonderson and Keaton Logan led us in assists and rebounds all year long. And those two guys will be back with especially with the scoring part with Keaton. And then we got Ryan and Gabe coming back in the post positions. And Carter Kellen has really made big strides this year, I thought, as a junior playing in the JV squad. He's really gotten a nice size body on him, and he's determined to rebound, and God knows we could use some more of that as we watched a few of our games. And Drake DeRocher was a starter for most of the season until Dylan came back from his injury and did great things. He's become a nice defensive player along with his offense, which is exciting for me to see. And Connor Kraft, I guess, towards the end of the season, if you watch many of our games at all, he's a very determined young man, and he's physical and got in and got a lot of nice rebounds and finished inside the way I wanted to see. And quite frankly, we need to get more physical as a basketball team. And he brings that aspect to us, as his physicality. And Keaton Logan is another one of those guys that can bring that to us. And Ryan and Gabe. So we need that type of player to get on the floor. And the War Eagles, not an easy place to play, without any doubt. And you play these teams that are a lot of football players on them teams, and they bounce you around. And if you're not tough enough to take it, sometimes you get a loss out of it, and whatever it may be. But we need to get in the weight room and just try to get polished up so we can get ready for that. But and then we got another Zane Whelan that's had a great JV season, a nice 3-point shooter, and Cameron Corbin, who played JV and played a little bit as a varsity player. We got all those guys coming back, so the future's there. It isn't going to jump out and just bloom for us. We're going to have to work hard to get every win we got next year, just like we did this year. We got, looking at the CYO or the all-conference teams in the War Eagle, and out of the 10 first teamers, seven of them are juniors, so we're not losing very many of them. And so it's not going to be any easier next year.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, that's scary to think about. Seven first teamers are juniors. My goodness. But a very good conference, very good season for you guys this year again. Despite the outcome, saw a lot of great things out of your team, and looking forward already to next November, Coach. It's going to be a good one for you guys. And I want to say I appreciate all you've done here, talking with us and being available and helping promote the Galen Catholic Boys basketball program. I've enjoyed talking to you this year, Coach, and I look forward to running it back again next season with you.
All right, Daniel, thank you for everything you do also. You do a nice job of calling our games and calling Lamar's games, and you're doing a good job.
Hey, I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Bye. He's Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. We'll take a brief break, and we'll be back to wrap up the hour after this break here on KLAM Radio.
Thanks for listening to 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
We're back here on the KLAM Coach's Corner, wrapping up the hour. Daniel Versteg with you as the Coach's Corner every Saturday is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Thanks again to Brandon Schecker and Mike Langle for joining us all season on the Coach's Corner. I know I've Had to bug them every Saturday morning, every other Saturday morning, I guess, in most cases. But they've always been great talking to you about their teams, giving you the insight that you need to be able to follow their teams that much better as a fan. And appreciate what you're seeing on the court each and every contest. We'll have Lamar's basketball coaches on next week and wrapping up the Coach's Corner season with them next year. No matter how they do here coming up in the next couple of games, next week will be the last edition of the KLAM Coach's Corner for the winter season. And then that'll be it for the Coach's Corner until next fall when we pick things up back with football. And we'll get Coach Schindler on and Coach Vigdahl on again and grill them about their team on the gridiron. So that'll be coming up as well. I do want to remind you tonight, we've got basketball on our schedule. Saturday night basketball, kind of a fun one there. Lamar's girls taking on Bishop Heelan in the regional semifinal after that big road win against Humboldt. The Bulldogs are looking for revenge after losing twice this year to a good Crusader squad. So we'll have the coverage for you starting at 6:45. Tip-offs at 7. Catch all the action between the Bulldogs and the Crusaders right here on KLEM Radio. And also a best of luck to, Akron Westfield wrestler Kale Morrow, who will be wrestling in the state championship at 106 pounds today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We wish him the best of luck, and we hope some hardware will come back here to Plymouth County this season for the state wrestling championship. Best of luck to Kale Morrow in the 106-pound championship. He wrestles Don Bosco's Caleb Coffin for a 106-pound championship. That'll do it for another edition of the KLAM Coach's Corner. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks again to Mike Langle and Brandon Schecker, our guests. And we'll talk to you later on tonight with Lamar's girls basketball. I'm sports director Daniel Versteeg. Thanks for tuning into the Coach's Corner right here on KLAM Radio.